Zakta Elga Mishnevaita Masech des Ahalas Periches Mishnehe. Now, the next category. Elu, these things, Loimivian, they won't make anything Tame that's underneath it, but Veloi Chaitzitzin, they will not act as a Chatzitza as well, in other words, they won't block any Tumah. Our list begins. Hazeroim vayirokai samachubarim lakaka chutz min ayirokai shemano. Hazeroim means seed plants. What does that mean, seed plants? So the Tiferes Yisrael says these are things that we eat the seeds rather than the leaves. Sunflower seeds, things like that. Vayirokai, yirokai are vegetables. Hamachubarim lakaka that are still connected to the ground. But there are exceptions. Chutz min ayirokai shemano. Besides were the vegetables that were on the list in Mishnah Aleph. There we said those vegetables both bring Tumah and they do act as a chatzitza. What were those vegetables? Ha'irus, v'akisayim, v'yarkas chamar, v'delas yavonis. Basically, we explained these are vegetables with very wide leaves. They last throughout the year. Because they last throughout the year, and the vegetables are very wide, they're a tefach by a tefach, they're considered kvuyim, and they're enough to be considered an oil. Unlike the vegetables mentioned in our Mishnah, the vegetables we're talking about over here, their leaves fall off in the summer. Some say the vegetables mentioned earlier on, those that are considered an oil, they're sturdy, they don't shake in the wind. The ones we're talking about shake with your average wind. Now, we're talking about where they're connected to the ground. How do we know that? Sukta bat tanura, because if they're disconnected from the ground, so mamanavshach, one way or another. Did they become wet with one of the shiva mashkin? So that means it could be mekabel tumah. It doesn't serve as a chatzitza. As we have said many times, something that's mekabel tumah cannot be chaitzis, cannot be a block for tumah. Now, if they did not become wet with one of the shiva mashkin, they fall under the category of oichlim tahirim. So it must be that we're talking about something which is not an oichol yet, because it's connected to the ground. Still, we say it's not an oil, again, either because the leaves fall off or because they're not sturdy enough. They shake too much. Vaitra zakta mishnah. V'kipas habarad v'hashelak v'hakfar v'haglid v'hamelach. Kipas habarad. So kippa is like a dome. It's one of the reasons a kippa is called a kippa. It has like the shape of a dome. A yarmulke. Kipas habarad is like hail in the shape of a dome. Right? Barad like makas barad. Another pshat is kipas habarad means a piece of barad. The sharish of the word kippa says the Bat Tanura, pasuk we say every morning. Hanais and shelach katzamer, kafar ke'efa yifazer, mashlech karchai chefitim. Kodesh Baruch Hu hurls the ice kaviyachol, kefitim like crumbs, so like pieces of ice are called kefitim or kippah. Vayitra zakta mishnah v'hashelach, snow. Kefar, what's kefar? Zakta bat tanura. Mayim hanoizlim v'yardim shekafu, water that's pouring and then freezes from the cold temperature. Frost, some say it's frozen dew. Vagalid, these are rivers that like freeze up. Galida is called ice cream because it's like frozen. Vamelech, melech is salt. All these things aren't going to stay frozen. Eventually they're going to melt. It won't last in its current form. And therefore they cannot serve as an oil, not to bring tumah, and not to act as a chatzitza for tumah. Vayitra zakta mishnah. V'chein ha-doylig mi-mokam l'mokam, any chaya that jumps from one place to the other, v'ha-koyfetzi mokam l'mokam, or a person that's jumping from one place to another. Some say both doylig and koyfetz refer to a person. The difference is doylig means he's like hopping. One foot is on the earth and the other one is jumping. Koyfetz means both of his feet are off the ground. V'ha-oyfa pereyach, and a flying bird. Bird that flies over a mace is not considered an oil, not to bring the tumah, not to act as a chatzitza. Again, because it's constantly moving, oil has to be in one place. But we learned earlier, an oif that's in one place, an oif that isn't going anywhere, that is mevi hatoma and also acts as a chatzitza. Vayitra v'talis haminaf nefes, talis, that's like floating in the air. You walk outside on a windy day and you see a talis floating in the air. But right now it's a canopy. That talis is not going to bring toma and also will not be a chatzitza. Because it's shaking in the wind, it's not kuwa b'makayma. Usvina shishata al pnei hamayim. A boat that's floating on the water is not considered an oil, not to bring tumah, not to act as a chatzitza. Because it's constantly moving, it doesn't stay in one place. Now, the Mefarshim explained, we're talking here about Tuma that's underneath the boat. The boat is not considered an oil to bring the Tuma to the Kalim that are, let's say, laying underneath the boat on the other side. But if there's a Meser Kalim in the boat itself, the Kalim in the boat will become Tame, because the boat for itself is an oil. But it's not considered an oil for what's underneath it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Koshar esasvina bedavar sheyochel amida. Let's say I took the boat and I tied it down with a good, heavy chain. It's mamish staying in one place. It doesn't jump around. And it's called an oil hamiskayim. It's called an oil that's staying in one place. So if there's a mess and kelim underneath it, it will be metama those kelim. Or if kavash is even al gabi atalis. So here we're talking about a case. There's a stone on one side of the talus, and the wind lifts the other side, so it becomes like an oil. That would bring a tum. Some say it means that the stones are on two sides of the talus. It's not going to flap back and forth. Just the wind lifts the middle part of the talus. This is the oil that's going to bring the tum. Sokta el gemesh levayte, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Abayis shebasvina. Now here's the chiddush. You have a house and a boat, and you have a mess and kalim underneath the boat. Habayis shebasvina eina mevias atum. Not only is the boat itself not an oil, but the house on the boat will also not spread tuma from the mess to the kalim. That is underneath the boat. Another pshat says about tenura, that if we have a bayah shebesvina, you put up a house on a boat, but it's pretty windy on a boat on the ocean, and the house will not be able to stand up to a ruach metsuya, to an average wind. So even if there's a mess and kalim in the house on the boat, not just underneath the boat, it also will not bring tuma to the kalim because it's not called an oil. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. You remember where in the Masechta Sukkah we learned a similar halacha, or at least something like this, about a boat? So he said if there's a sukkah on a boat, it has to be able to stand up to a ruach mitzuya. If you remember over there, there's a kula, it's enough for it to be able to withstand the average wind on dry land. Then it would still be a kashra sukkah. So chazing over our Mishnah, these are the things that won't spread tuma. They're also not a chatzitza. Seed plants, vegetables that are connected to the ground, with the exception of those that we learned about in Mishnah Aleph. Those have leaves that stay throughout the entire year. That's why the ones in Mishnah Aleph are considered an oil. These don't. That's why they're not. Some say because they're not sturdy. Pieces of hail, snow, frost, frozen rivers, and salt. Both don't bring tuma, and they don't act as a chatzitza because eventually they're going to melt away. For that matter, a person that jumps from one place to the other, whether he hops or jumps, a flying bird, a talus floating in the air, a ship that's floating on the water, don't bring tuma. They're not a chatzitza. Before tuma, we explained in regard to the ship, we're talking about a mess and kalim that are underneath the ship, not what's in the ship. And again, because they're not in one place, but if you tie the ship down, or you keep the corner of the talus there with a stone, so it's in place, then it would be mevias ha'tumah. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says it would also block the tumah.